Hello, everybody. Monday, January 31st, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If this is your first week, welcome. Have a blast. Whether you're new or if you've been around for a while, there's another video that I attach to every Monday, and you need to pause this video and watch the other one in case you haven't. And it's entitled New to Lynchpin, watch this first. It's a bit of a longer video, I apologize, but there's a lot of stuff in the private track, and that explains what it is. You only need to watch it once, and then you'll be good to go. But if you don't, you won't have the context for everything that I'm about to explain, and it won't make sense. I'm going to tell you what the RX workout is, and then the wild card option. What the heck's a wild card? Well, you would know if you watched the other video, so please watch the other video. And now, here we go. Whew, got a good one today. Interval training. Well, let's chat about what it is, then I'll tell you why I like it so much. Three intervals, each for time. 30 GHD sit-ups, very innocent. 25 deadlifts at only 155 pounds for men, 105 for the women. Nothing to be concerned about there. And then you hop on the old air bike. 20 calories for men, 15 for women. That's one interval. You're going to do a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. And then you'll do the second interval. You rest and you do the third interval. You'll be good to go. If you're unfamiliar with what that work-to-rest ratio means, is let's say that one interval takes you 5 minutes. Well, then a 1-to-1 work-to-rest, the work took you 5 minutes, you would rest exactly that amount. You would rest 5 minutes before doing the next one. A 1-to-2 would mean you take twice as much rest as the interval took you. Now you might be like, well, 10 minutes of rest, that sounds preposterous. That's why it's 1-to-1 with the range up to a 1-to-2. You might do a 1-to-1, 1.1, 1.2, 1.5, all the way to 2. So take the rest. That's the point here. Sometimes CrossFitters don't take rest. You're not making the workout harder. You're not getting what you should out of the interval training. If that deadlift is a bit too heavy for you, you can use 40% of your one rep max. Or if you have a 600-pound deadlift and that's a bit too light, then you can use 40% of your one rep max, and that'll make it a little heavier. Don't sleep on the light deadlift. Sets of 25 are no joke. Coming off the GHD, you'll be able to cycle those deadlifts, which may do something to the backside of your body, and then you're going to hop on the air bike. It's going to be intentionally a challenging day, but designed to keep you moving. I hope you enjoy it. We have other calorie conversions in case you're going to do it on the rower or a ski erg or something like that. Get you covered there. Super fitness robot time for this, 3 minutes and 15 seconds or less per interval. More likely, 5 minutes or less per interval. When I see this, in my ideal world, it's an unbroken sort of a deal. 30 GHDs are just steady, touch and go on the deads, and then you hammer the bike. Hammering the bike is where it all really becomes a high-intensity day. If you casually pedal the bike, you'll wonder why this was even a workout. So this is intended to bring it home on the bike. I can certainly see, even for a lot of people, sets of 30 on the GHD are big, that there could be a pause or two on there. Absolutely get that. No worries. That makes sense to me. But that light deadlift, it's designed like that for a reason. Wild card option, let's say that you don't have a GHD, the wild card option is precisely the same workout of the day, except instead of 30 GHDs each round, it's 30 V-ups. Scaled option, 3 intervals each for time, 30 sit-ups, 25 deadlifts, we knock the weight down, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, 15 cals on the bike for men, 10 for women. That's going to be a great workout for the scaled crew. All of those still have the same work-to-rest ratio, or you could use 40% of your one rep max deadlift. The limited equipment crew, no GHD, no bike, no barbell, plenty of fitness. They'll need a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women. each one of their intervals looks like 30 V-ups, 35 dumbbell deadlifts, and then a 200-meter run. I wrote 200-meter run. Let's be clear. I mean 200-meter sprint. That's what we're going for. Still the same work-to-rest ratio. Super fitness robot time for the limited equipment crew, 3:30 or less per interval, more likely 5:15 or less. No equipment workout. Three intervals each for time, 30 V-ups, 60 glute bridges, 200-meter sprint. Same work-to-rest ratio. The glute bridges traditionally done with a barbell. No equipment workout. You just do the same movement, but without a barbell. Accessory work assumes that you didn't do the no equipment workout of the day. You'll be doing barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Of course, the accessory work is optional. And then, how much fun is this? For distance, just 20 to 30 minutes of running, biking, or rowing. Keep the pace easy to moderate. 20 to 30 minutes, just go ahead and get after it. Some nice conditioning. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the foam roller for the back, glute stretch, and cobra stretch for the abs. I'll close with this, the final line, and we say this every day at the end of the training on the app, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.